Budget Director Joshua Bolton says the deficit will be some $70 billion less than projected because a strong economy is bringing in more tax revenue. Instead of the $521 billion shortfall predicted in February, the Budget Office said Friday that the fiscal 2004 deficit is now likely to total $445 billion. The U.S. fiscal year ends October 1st. Despite the improvement, the deficit will still be the largest in U.S. history, an amount equal to 3.8% of economic output. Budget Director Bolton says the Bush administration is on target with its plan to reduce the fiscal deficit by half within 5 years.
Looking out into the future, what this revision means is that we're not just on track to meet that goal of cutting the deficit in half. We're well ahead of pace, and it gives us a great deal of comfort that we're pursuing the right policies, and we're headed toward bringing this deficit toward a very low number within very few years.
The U.S. budget turned from surplus to deficit because of a brief recession in 2001, significant tax cuts, and increased defense spending for military operations in Afghanistan and Iraq. The budget had been in surplus for the 4 years ending in 2000. Separately, the Commerce Department reports that the pace of economic growth slowed in the second quarter of the year to an annual rate of 3%. Revised figures show that the U.S. economy expanded at a very strong 4.5% in the first quarter. The Bush administration is predicting nearly 4% growth this year. The recovering U.S. economy has created over 1 million jobs in the past 6 months. Barry Wood, VOA News, Washington.